The Lord Jesus Christ has provided every believer with armor. Armor that protects, but also armor for aggressiveness. Not physical aggressiveness, but spiritual aggressiveness. We not only have the armor for protecting us, but we have the sword of the Spirit, by which we cut through to God's throne in prayer, by which we cut down the enemy, by which we cut into our own hearts and circumcise our hearts of sin. Dr. Mark Bubeck wrote about this in The Adversary, and now he comes to pray about the armor of God.
Our Father in heaven, thank you that you know that we need the whole armor of God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I claim the protection of the belt of truth, having buckled it securely around my waist. I pray the protection of the belt of truth over my personal life, my home, my family, and the ministry God has appointed for my life. I use the belt of truth directly against Satan and his kingdom of darkness. I aggressively embrace the Lord Jesus, who is the truth, as my strength and protection from all of Satan's deceptions. I desire that the truth of God's Word shall constantly gain a deeper place in my life. I pray that the truth of the Word of God may be in my heart's delight to study and memorize it and meditate upon it. Forgive me for my sins of not speaking the truth. Show me in any way in which I am being deceived. By the Holy Spirit of truth, open the Scriptures to my understanding and guide me into the practical understanding of His words of truth. I ask the Holy Spirit to warn me before I deceive anyone and to ever protect me from believing the devil's lies. Thank you, Lord, for making my local church a pillar and a foundation for your truth to bring help into my life. Help me to relate to my church and give protection and help to others as well as receive it myself. I see, Lord Jesus Christ, that my ability to be invincibly strong and able to do your will, despite Satan's subtle ways, requires the stabilizing power of the belt of truth, and I choose to wear it. And then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. In this moment, I repudiate any dependence that I may have on my own goodness. I embrace the righteousness that is mine by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I look to the Holy Spirit to be effecting righteous actions, pure thoughts, holy attitudes in my life. I hold up the righteous life of the Lord Jesus Christ to defeat Satan and his kingdom. I affirm that my victory is won and lived out by my Savior, living his life within me. I eagerly ask and expect that the Lord Jesus Christ shall produce that within me. So through the precious blood of Christ, cleanse me of all of my sins of omission and commission. Let me walk in the holy, clean manner that honors God and defeats the world, the flesh, and the devil through Jesus Christ my Lord. Loving Heavenly Father, by faith and in the name of the Lord Jesus, I put on the shoes of peace. I accept your declaration that I am justified, that I have peace with God. Thank you also that through the Holy Spirit and through prayer, that you give us the emotional feeling peace of comfort, a comfort that passes understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you invited me to make all of my needs known to you through prayer. Teach me to wait in your presence until that quiet inner peace is there, transcending all that would draw me away from my peace. With all of my heart, I want to be obedient to your will. So may the fullness of Christ, who is my peace, enable me to walk in him so that the fullness of his peace may glorify God through me. Thank you for the sandals of peace. And then, loving Lord, I take up the shield of faith as my protection. I count upon you and your holy presence to surround me like a capsule, offering total protection from all of Satan's flaming arrows. Just grant me the grace to accept your refining purpose in allowing any of Satan's arrows to pass through the shield, and even to praise you for it. Help me to recognize that when that happens, it's a refining away of the dross in my life. So I claim the protection of your holy angels as part of that shielding. And so may these ministering angels be present to interfere with the strategy of evil, to harm me and my family. I appropriate the victory of the blood of the Lord Jesus and hold it against the advance of the evil one. And then, loving Lord, I take up by faith the helmet of salvation. I recognize that my salvation is the Lord Jesus, and I cover my mind with him. I desire that he put his mind within me, that he would let my thoughts be his thoughts. I open my mind fully and only to the control of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of his word and the power of his spirit. Replace my own selfish and sinful thoughts with the thoughts of my Lord, and help me to know that those thoughts are there in your word for me to meditate upon and to use. I praise you, Heavenly Father, that I may know the mind of Christ as I hide your word in my heart and mind. So today, I seek to walk in the discipline of thinking the thoughts of the Lord Jesus after him, knowing that he is there to protect me from the intrusive thoughts of the evil one. Then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay hold of the sword of the Spirit, the spoken word of God. I embrace its inerrant message of truth and power, and I humbly ask the Holy Spirit to guide me into true understanding of the message of your word, and then to be able to use it in resisting the evil one. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you taught us the importance of speaking the word of God against the assaults of the evil one. And so we seek to do that, and we take your armor confident that we will walk with you through this day in the freedom and victory and the protection that your armor provides us. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.